I'm Andrea from Hazza Mohawk Magazine. Radio station at WOOC 105.3. You're here for the Palestinian purpose.
Yeah, my name is Tom Ellis. I live in Albany, and I've been a member of the Palestinian Rights Committee since 1982 when I helped organize it. So we've been around a long time, and we're here today to mark the 54th anniversary of the 1967 Israeli War, where they defeated Arab nations. It was a smashing victory for the Israelis. They occupied East Jerusalem and the West Bank and the Gaza Strip and the Golan Heights. And during that war, they also attacked an American warship in broad daylight under clear skies, killing 34 American soldiers and injuring 170 others. And the United States did not punish Israel for that, which was kind of surprising. Both countries have been lying about it ever since. But getting back to the Palestinians, Palestinians have lived under 54 years of martial law in the West Bank. The Israelis carved out and greatly expanded what they call East Jerusalem. And within a month, they were demolishing homes in East Jerusalem.
Why are you personally involved in this?
I think that I've always had a lot of empathy for people who are being abused. And so I had a lot of empathy for Jewish people as a young person and still do because of the Holocaust. And when I first met Palestinians in 1982, I realized that almost everything I had ever heard or read about the Palestinian-Israeli conflict was either half true or not at all true, and that the Palestinians weren't these monsters and terrorists that they were often portrayed as, but that they were victims of the Israelis and the Zionists. And so it just became an important thing for me to work on and to learn about. And so I'm pleased to have been doing it all these years.
You will continue this fight.
Oh, for sure, for sure.
Thank you so much.
All right.
Oh, Atifa Navrozi.
And you're holding a sign that says Kurds and Afghans for Palestine.
Yes, me and my friend made it, who's sitting next to me.
I'm the friend.
Hi, friend.
Hi.
Your name again?
My name's Ella.
Ella, nice to see you. And what brought
nice
you here
you
today?
Well, we came in support of Palestine. We weren't sure if a lot of people would be showing up, and we had time, so we decided why not.
Is this an issue that's important to you?
Definitely.
Definitely.
Why is it important to you?
You can go ahead.
Well, as a Kurd, I definitely know what it's like to have somebody take your land and ethnically cleanse you and take away your rights as a human being just for who you are as an ethnicity and a race. And I can definitely relate to the Palestinian struggle. And just seeing what has been going on the past month has been so heartbreaking. And I think it's just wrong to not speak about it, especially when our government, our tax dollars, are actively contributing to said genocide and said ethnic cleansing.
That's a bit of support there, isn't it?
Yes.
And what is this a similar reason that you're here today?
Yes. So we're both actually parts of minority groups. Both of our peoples are being ethnically cleansed, and we know what it's like to not have anybody speak out for you and have this systematically going on and there's nobody defending you.
Here today at the square in Albany, holding a sign that says, Troy for Black Lives stands with Palestine and other things. What is your name?
My name is Luce Marquez Bimbo.
And you live in Troy?
I live in Troy, yes indeed. And I'm one of the founders of Troy for Black Lives, and we're just here to show solidarity with other Troy folks.
I think there is another Troy person here.
Melissa Bromley.
I've also, you know, produced interviews for the Hudson Mohawk Magazine, but today I'm here as a protester and as a Jew in solidarity with Palestinians who are living under Israeli occupation.
That's an important thing to do, to stand how you believe. How do you feel about the way Israel is behaving recently?
I think it's an ongoing travesty that, you know, the word is Nakba. And I hope that with increased attention, we can put pressure on the Israeli state to liberate the Palestinians from Israeli occupation.
How do you feel representing yourself here, and how does that apply to how you feel about Israel?
You know, it's a very emotional issue for me. I have Israeli family. My family was, you know, had an active role, my personal family, in the formation of the Israeli state. And it's heartbreaking for me. And I can relate to the fear that drives the aggression. And I just would wish that my Jewish family could be free from, there's valid fear, but we need to transcend our fear in order to make sure that we're not perpetuating the same kinds of horrors that have been inflicted on the Jewish people for centuries.
Thank you.
If you're not also standing up for Haitians and the people in Colombia and Myanmar and Afghanistan and Yemen, then, and you're only talking about Israel and Palestine, that's a very scary thing for Jewish people.
My name is Iyad Al-Karabi. I'm a Palestinian community activist, and I wear many names, and I have many hats in different various movements. Have people not forget that there is an issue such as Palestine, where for 70 plus years, my people have been ethnically cleansed, attacked, dismantled, and our homes and villages were burned down.
And you want the world to know. You want more of the world to know.
More of the world to know. I want the capital of the region to know that there is a movement to free Palestine in the capital region. And we are going to be steadfast in building a movement, steadfast in speaking on Palestine, speaking on other issues that connect with it, these things.
Is there other things that we can do as a general public to support this issue?
Show up to protests.
Is there a website?
The U.S. Campaign for Palestinian Rights, the Palestinian Youth Movement, Abdullah Justice New York, Al-Auda, the Right of Return, the Palestinian Rights Committee in the Capital Region, groups like that. My group, Palestinian Empowerment Network, which is an LGBT Palestinian group, and yeah, those are some groups to get involved with. Jewish Voice for Peace.
Is this going to be a weekly event you're hoping for?
I'm hoping so. I'm hoping that more people will join and it will be a weekly demonstration.
Thank you.
Hi, I'm Keegan Gwynn. I'm from the Answer Coalition.
What is the Answer Coalition?
Answer Coalition is a group that was formed after 9/11 to oppose the U.S. invasion of Iraq and continues to fight against all U.S. invasions and occupations overseas.
So why are you here for this particular cause?
I mean, this is one of the most blatant examples of apartheid and genocide that's currently happening on the planet, and especially because the U.S. government is backing the Israeli government fight against the Israeli occupation of Palestine, because it's the most blatant example of apartheid and genocide currently happening, and the U.S. government supports Israel and is complicit in this genocide.
Do you have particular ties with the Middle East or with Palestine? Is there something specific that you are most concerned with?
I do not have any familial connection to the region, but ever since I've learned about what's happening over there to the Palestinians, it's been something I've cared about, because I mean really what got me involved in actively engaged in politics and activism was the murder of George Floyd last summer and the Black Lives Matter movement. It's what actually got me motivated to be in the streets and to talk to people and try to actually make a difference.
This has been Andrea Cunliffe, broadcasting for Hudson Mohawk Magazine.